order this regular meeting of the Amherst Recreation and Park District Board Directors Meeting on this Thursday, February 14th, 2019.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here. Can you all please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, kind directors, do I have?
I move approval of the agenda as presented.
Second.
Thank you.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. What say you, board?
I don't have anything.
Do I have a motion?
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll just wait and get rid of yourself.
I move we accept the consent calendar as presented.
I second it.
Thank you.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. We have no presentations this evening. On to our general manager's report. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you, Madam Chair, and happy Valentine's Day to everyone. It's my son's birthday today.
Oh.
That's right, yeah. Valentine's baby, yeah. I tried to figure out the months. I actually did it at another city I worked for, and I said I was selling, you know how kids always say you have an 18-month-old baby or a 19-month-old? And I calculated his months, were 395 months or whatever it was. But he's 43 years old, so I'm not going to figure out the math. Whatever the math is on that, right?
Just a baby.
And I'm 45, so I couldn't figure out the math, yeah.
45, he's 40, huh?
That's right. Clearland property update, there are two new bids submitted, so I will be asking the board at the end of this meeting to if they can make a meeting, special meeting next Thursday, so we'll figure that out. But we do have two new bids on the property, which is good news. Proposition 68, there's an application workshop on February 26th in Oakland, so our grant writer and staff will be attending that just to get all the details and the tricks of the trade and how to fill out the application. The RFP for the auditorium doors has been re-advertised, sent it out to a couple more vendors, and the vendors that I originally sent it out to, and the county was kind enough to put it on the Builders Exchange for us, and it's just a general catch-all for builders to look up the project themselves and bid. And so it's just a bit more advertising, so hopefully we can get more than one, which turned out to be none after we went through the process. But hopefully we'll get something done on that this time around. Another tree is down at Ambrose, big tree by the
last couple of days.
Yes, yeah. Same area that the basketball court, but and you can assume that these trees were probably planted at the same time, relatively
yes.
speaking, and they're probably reached their final stages. And a storm like this and rain like this can make them weak and susceptible to falling. No property damage. Nobody was harmed, so that's good news. But it's so saturated, it's going to be a while to get that out of there. So we've just flagged it and we're waiting on that. And there's a storm drain issue there. That there was a storm drain that was replaced. I don't know, Mary Jane, how long ago?
Oh, it was at least 10 years ago.
So about 10 years ago, they did phase one. The city of Pittsburgh did that, but they did a study at that time, and there were no funds available to do a phase two, but there is some severe damage to the storm drain that has been there probably decades upon decades. It's no longer functioning the way it should, so we see flooding. And the flooding, when it gets really bad, as you know, the ground saturates and it can no longer take any more, that sponge effect that soil will do. It just has runoff, and the runoff hits the park, and the park creek overflows and the catch basin that's not funneling the water gets overflowed and it goes into the playground and takes all the fiber we just put in there and washes it all the way down to the storm drain towards the pool parking lot. I know it's unfortunate, but those are the kind of things that we have to face. And like I say, I keep pounding this point into the board and hopefully the community that this district is in the financial position to be reactive but not proactive. And unfortunately, we're not able to do a lot of things to try to prevent this. Mm-hmm. But when it comes up, we see that things that just have to be fixed. And again, these things aren't always the sexiest of projects. This will be an underground project that we have to replace a storm drain, and it's one of those things can be rather expensive. But and it really only occurs during these heavy downpours that we're facing, so it's not something that we see all the time, but it's something that exists and eventually has to be attended to. As you may have noticed, there are new lights in this room.
Yeah, it's brighter.
Yeah,
it's much brighter, so it's going to cut down on my nap time.
Yes, right.
But anyway,
and they put them in the career center.
Yeah, the career center. Really,
and they put them in the career center. They did the same in the youth center. So as the board knows, we've been going around and doing this project and converting to LED to lower our carbon footprint, but more importantly, that we lower our bill. So anyway, these projects, and we'll continue on with these as we go through time. I do also want to report. I did have a conversation with Alex today prior to the meeting. It was about the restroom project at Ambrose. I did confirm with a report that we had completed. It was a facility assessment report, and I did confirm that those restrooms, the lower level restrooms, the upper level restrooms, all the restrooms are not ADA compliant. I also did confirm that anything done to those restrooms, ADA kicks in. So it's, as we've determined when we've discussed this in the past, it's a little more complicated than just going in and taking the sinks down and partitions down, and, you know, everything would have to be, the scope would include plans and specs would have to be drawn, they'd have to be submitted to the city of Pittsburgh, they'd have to be approved, the project would have to be inspected, and permits would have to be paid for. So it's, you know, it's a situation where it gets rather involved. But anyway, we did have that conversation today. Alex was kind enough to give me a call and discuss things that he's heard out in the community. So I do appreciate that. Anyway, that is my report.
Thank you so much. All right. Moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair.
How are you doing, folks? Thank you for allowing me to speak. How's everybody doing?
Good.
First of all, one thing, that part, if you, at that main drain, I installed a 3-foot main drain from where the drain is from Leland Road. That grade is cleaned out, that probably helped matters out. And that grade goes from that point to one into the middle of the field. And from that point, that's probably where your problem is, because that's what needs to be changed out. You got a 3-foot piping out from that point to that point, but it's going into that. That's why it overflows the park. If you need any help on it, I can tell you all about it. But the other thing I want to talk about is, number one, the EIN number we're still trying to get for the foundation. It's been an issue because the government's been shut down. I don't know why. But it's been shut down. So we're on it. CC filed for a SS4 form to correct it because it was something to do with the name. They were getting the name mixed up. So it's just a matter of time, and hopefully that's coming up. The other thing I do want to talk about is the bathrooms. Yeah, and it's a sore subject in my mind because those bathrooms have been like that since I've worked here. And I understand you guys want new bathrooms. I get it. Sure, I would love that too. But there's a difference is when you install a new bathroom, you're going to have to go through prevailing wages. You're going to have to get permits. And yes, you are right. You know, all that has to be done. I know you guys don't have the budget for it. But until that time, you know, I met with a gal that was for First was five, and she was telling me that she had $50,000 to give to you guys. And I said, well, that's adequate enough to at least remodel it until the time comes for you guys to finally put a brand new building on. And I don't think there's any problem with that as far as getting the money. If you want a contractor to fix it, I'll go in and fix it myself. It's not going to take that much. All I'm asking for is to give it a facelift. And we got an entity that's willing to give $50,000. $50,000, you can get it done easily. And yes, I'm not really sure because I can't remember. I think when you say ADA requirements, if I remember correctly, the men's stall should be, because all you need is a 5-foot radius in that one stall. And yes, you're supposed to get a permit on everything, but if you're fixing something or you're repairing something, you don't have to get a permit. You don't have to get a prevailing wage. If the toilet went out, and you guys are going to call a plumber, and we don't have to, it's a repair. And those bathrooms need repairs, and they're inhabitable. And they're sad to look at, and it's still like that. And so even though I know you guys want new ones, kind of look at it as a plan B, because they only have $50,000 and they only have till this year to offer that money to you folks. I think in their response, they wanted to give you the $50,000. They wanted you guys to match it and have it remodeled. From what I'm understanding, you guys wanted brand new, correct? So there you have it. It's out there. So if you guys need my help, I'm willing to do the bathrooms.
Thank you.
I don't think it's going to cost that much for the materials. Let me know what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep, you too. All right. We have public hearing at this time, or we have no public hearing at this time. Where am I? I'm sorry.
No, board matters.
Board matters. Gee, I'm just scooting along here.
Yes.
Scoot along, people. Okay. Board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Our first board matter is consider adopting resolutions 1819-02, 1819-03, and 1819-04 to apply for statewide park development and community revitalization program grants funds, Prop 68, for Community Center Park, Lindbergh Park, and Anuta Park.
Yes, Madam Chair, this is largely procedural. The state wants to know that we are applying for a grant, that we have we'll have the funds to complete the project, and we will have funds to maintain the project. So this is just a commitment from the board to let the state know that we are in position to be able to apply for these grants.
Do we have any questions?
I move we adopt resolutions 18-19-02 and 18/19-03 and 18/19-04.
I second it. Thank you, directors.
I have to say it on that other stuff.
Director
Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, moving on. Board matters. Review the mid-year budget financial forecast and approve the proposed fiscal year 2018-2019 budget adjustments. Take it away, Ms. MJ.
Yes. Okay, I'm not going to go over every single note, but
yes.
I'll go over the bigger ones.
On
the income, I'll do the capital first. The board approved $27,000 for tree maintenance for all the parks previously, and we would ask the board to, and it's within this budget here. If you approve the budget, you're approving extra $25,000. And as you know, we had a tree fall down just this weekend, and it's pretty bad. You also previously approved $10,000 for the consultants for Prop 68, and that's included in here. Doug is asking for $9,000 for a trailer for the Bobcat, which has been refurbished, and it's great, but we have no way to transport it between parks. And the trailer will be $9,000, and that's included in this. And it's not in the budget, but in my general ledger, Doug is going to ask that you approve $50,000, moving $50,000 from the reserve to the rainy day fund or the economic uncertainty account. Mm-hmm. That one we're trying to build up to 20%.
Yeah.
And with this, we have $180,000 about, we add $50,000, it'll bring us to 15.9% of the 20% we're trying to get in there. We just finished the audit, so there may be some more money, but I'm not sure. I still haven't looked at all that. Okay. That's pretty much the income, the expenses. In administration, the part-time office assistant, we were just going to have Jessica through September last year, but I decided to retire at the end of June, so we have the funds to keep her. She's only working 16 hours a week, and with my position, there's a lot of things that are once a month, once a year, once every 6 months, once every 2 years, that she needs to have me go over with her at least once. And I will be available to her after I'm gone. It's not like I'm going anywhere far away. But anyway, so she, and we had $9,000 that we didn't have to use for the election. So that helped to cover that. And she's doing a little bit of rec coordinator. She is helping maintain the website. She knows how to add things, and Lori's having her help her do that. So that's well worth whatever we're paying her. The community garden has been renewed. You know, Jasmine's been taking care of it. We added an account for that, and we budgeted $1,500 for her for various whatever she needs out there. She also got a Keller grant for $2,500, which we're the fiscal agents for, so we, you know, but it's for a farm to preschool program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she uses some of the Head Start kids for her program, so that's really neat. I like that. Let's see. Under the shared parks, we had equipment repairs that I had to add money to that because Bobcat costs about $6,500 to refurbish. So that's included in that, so I add some to that. There's maintenance in the Ambrose account, the Ambrose Park accounts. There's in the maintenance account, I had to add some because they are rebuilding the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
And they've spent about $2,500 so far, and they're going to be spending a little more on that. So that's what why that was higher. The dumpsters at the park, they're used for all the parks, but we had to add dumpsters for several months because of the damage up there and the homeless. We have to get rid of their stuff when they leave and vandalism and that kind of thing. So it's unfortunate, but that's what we had to do.
And more importantly, our parks are being used a lot more.
Yeah,
more, so.
Because the pools, the new pools there, the summer is just, it's full. So it's really, it's good, but it costs.
Right.
The neighborhood parks, as always, we have irrigation problems with all those parks except Limbrook because their systems have not been redone since probably the county put the parks, or the neighborhood, the realtors or the builders put the parks in. They're also on Golden State Water, so if there's a leak or whatever, it's costing us a lot of money. Some of the parks are, the water's like $800 a month when there's a leak. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not good, and it's not going to get any better. I know, Doug, we had the maintenance, the landscape company looking at least keeping track
right.
and looking to see yeah, with so we can get to it faster.
Yeah.
But all the parks have used, except Lindbergh, have used all the money that the county gave us already
right.
at this point. And so the rest is general fund money we have to put out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The pool is, we're still seeing how much it's bringing in and costing, but the last year it was about $47,500 to maintain. I mean, that's over and above the income. And
right.
income minus the expenses was $47,500 more than the income. And that's about it. Anybody have questions on anything on there?
No.
That they saw?
The only thing I have to say is we are really squeezing everything to try to get out what we can. And I know that everybody wants this and that, but it's like just maintain it.
It's
really
hard.
And about the trees, I mean, it's going to happen. And I feel really bad because we're trying to, you know, catch up and it's
hard. There's a lot of capital things that are happening, things to the building and things, you know, to the parks that we have to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not cheap. Like this little wall here that's going to have to be fixed is going to be
I mean, it
a
makes
lot.
Me really nervous that we're not at 20% in our,
yeah.
you know what I mean? I don't know, maybe it's because I haven't been on the budget committee in a couple of years, but we were at 20% for a while there. And so that makes me nervous. I feel like because things like that are going to happen, we...
Yeah, it's scary.
The fact that we're at 12.5 and
this building was built in 1936
right.
and it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's obsolescence
involved. It's hurting.
Right.
Yeah, because somebody did bring that to my attention. I said, you know,
we're
yeah. working on it, but you know, we just can't. I mean, I would rather fix a pipe and let that go.
To, yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to put your
yeah.
priorities right, and sometimes something prioritizes quicker than that wall. And I just
mm-hmm.
like.
Fortunately, this year so far, from looking at the first. Of the property taxes that we got.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to get more than last year. I don't know how much, you know, maybe 50,000 if we're lucky, but that'll help a little.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are getting, I do have to say, Lori is pulling, she's starting so many new classes and we are actually making money from these classes.
Mm-hmm.
The boot camp she started is going crazy. There's a lot of people in that and they pay $60 a month for each person. So it and she's done some other things that are just she's a big asset.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thank you too.
So that helps a lot.
Many people for spearheading this for us. Is there anything new that you noticed?
No.
Good job. Yeah, I know, as always. Anybody else?
No, I think they're doing fantastic. I just wish that we could pick something out of the sky just to, you know, to help more. It's like we can't.
Abracadabra.
Yeah.
Well,
Madam
the county.
Chair,
yes, sir.
Sorry.
I move that we approve the proposed fiscal 2018-19 budget adjustment.
I second it.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. We have no public hearing, no closed session, and at this time, any of the board members have any assignments or any comments, suggestions?
Madam Chair,
yes.
As Alex Delgado has reported, we are still having an issue with getting our employer ID number for the foundation, and I'd like to give you more reason for that is because
yeah.
the IRS thinks the board, the foundation name is the same as the district name, so they're confused. They're like, they were giving us the same employee ID number as the
yeah,
district, and
they
were like, no, it's a different entity. So
they apparently first, when they first put it in, they thought that it was the district trying to change to nonprofit instead of government agency.
So that...
Because it was the same name,
right.
Pretty much.
The IRS is confused.
Close.
So we're trying to fix that, and until we are able to get our EIN, we're not able to
really
get our act together and get any funds, so we're hoping we can do that. But I have to give kudos to Alex and Cece Valenzuela for their spearheading that work.
Cece's been in this week, and she did mail something, she said, yesterday already or the day before out there to hope guys go to Cincinnati, I think. But she's taking care of it.
She's keeping us informed, which is great.
Yeah.
The
committee members. That's it.
I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I was a little disappointed, and not sure if I should be or not, in our citizen, Alex Dongalo, what he had to say about the bathrooms. And I guess my disappointment was knowing that he had spoken to our general manager ahead of time. As far as I know, our general manager or this board has not actually seen the $50,000. We haven't seen the grant. We don't know what the criteria is. It's just something that, you know, a lot of people come up and talk about, and we get to, you know, be bashed over the head like we have said poo-poo to $50,000, we don't want it. So I'm just disappointed because I feel like knowing what I know about our general manager and knowing how he is very thoughtful about his words and what he says, that I was hoping that then Alex could understand what our situation is and be an advocate for us out in the wider community, like with First Five. But I'm not getting that sense, because the sense I got from him was, why are you guys turning away $50,000? I also am really disappointed in, because I felt like Alex should know how the district works. You can't just have anybody come in to a public agency and say, I've got my general contractor's license, we're just gonna do this. And even the suggestion that he made that we would pretend we were fixing something so we didn't have to get permits.
I heard that.
No way is this board ever gonna do that. And after, anyway, I gotta, it's just not gonna happen. You know, we would not be doing right by our community if we try to go about those bathrooms in an illegitimate way. And it reminds me of back when we had all those public meetings about the pool, and we would have people come up and they would say very passionately, and I understood the passion and love the passion, I love that they came to this meeting tonight, so please understand, I feel that that's a commitment time out of their schedule, right? But they would come to these meetings and they would say, well, I've got 20 guys, we'll just start digging away at the, you know, we can pour concrete and we'll just start digging away and we won't charge you anything. And it was so hard to listen to, knowing how many hoops we have to go through as a public agency. It's to keep our community safe. There is so many laws and regulations. And I just thought that somebody that had the knowledge that Alex Dongalo had, he would be such a great advocate for us out in the community. Not us telling the First Five people and all the people that normally come to these meetings, they don't want to hear from us, they're sick and tired of hearing from us, right? I mean, I get that sense. So he could have been a really good resource for us, because he actually understands, or at least I thought he did, how a public agency works. And I'm not bashing him, I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed because, you know, we have to sit here and listen during public comments to a lot of people come up and really read us the Riot Act, treat us like we're losers, and like we just don't give a hoot about this district, and that we're just looking them in the face saying, poo-poo to your $50,000, when it is so much not the case. And we all know, if we agree to remodel those bathrooms instead of tear down, there is no such thing in bathrooms that old as a remodel without permits, without going through the city of Pittsburgh. I mean, I've had numbers of talks with the general manager about this just to make sure, because so many times those people would come, and I have to give him credit, meeting after meeting, interrupting their personal time, their family time, their kids' times to come. So I'm like, is there, you know, are we not appreciating that it could be as easy as they say? And he's assured me, no, that we could find stuff we don't even know. In fact, we almost can guarantee that we are gonna find structural deficiencies that we don't even know, even if we decided to do a remodel. So I think that's why, I mean, I know that's why, when we've had a number of discussions where we've been able to really talk it out as directors, why we decided we were going to do a tear down and build new bathrooms. And I just hope that we are able to, as a board, be very respectful of our community, be willing to listen to their ideas, but stand strong on this. Unless we learn something different, we have talked it out, we have had it under the presentation category two or three times at least, and we've made a decision. And I can tell you myself, I have a neighborhood watch group. I'm in my community all the time because I walk my dogs, and any chance I get to tell my, quote, people in my neighborhood about the bathroom situation, I do. Because I just feel like, I want to tell you, directors, I respect you so much. Thank you so much for coming every month and doing your homework and working with Doug and asking questions of MJ and just being so involved and putting up with, to me, some pretty bad behavior sometimes. And, you know, taking it like, I have a lot of respect for you all. Anyway, I was just really disappointed, and there's no answer for it, but that, I just want to let you guys know, I wish that would have gone differently.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Be very clear that our general manager knows far more than we all know about the construction laws and the ordinances that are that we have to follow. I tell people all the time, we're the bottom of the fishbowl when it comes to government agencies. There's a federal, there's a state, there's a county, and there's a city on top of us. And all of them have something to say. The other thing is that Alex's statement about fixing it, you can't fix a 70-year-old building. When you start touching it, the city is going to say, as they did with the pool,
okay,
you touch it, you close it, you bought it, okay? And ADA, you know, you can't, fixing it. Yes, if a toilet falls off the wall tomorrow, you will probably have the maintenance guys put a new toilet on the wall, okay? But that is a fix. That is not what they are talking about. And what they are talking about is going to require a permits, plans drawn by an architect. It's going to require ADA compliance. It's going to have to be certified. And so the general manager is dead on when he tells people that.
That's right.
The person he told just didn't
hear
it.
Yeah.
I hope that Alex was talking with First Five. My big thing is that when they first came, I said to them, if you're having any type of money, you will show up here with a letter saying, this is, this company, this person has this money. And then the second time, they said they have 50. I don't believe they have anything. So there isn't even a thought of, you know, oh, let's talk about it.
Madam Chair,
yes.
So we probably should curtail the subject matter because it will amount to a discussion and it wasn't agendized. So,
all right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else have anything?
I just wanted to check in on our schedule for the CPRS conference.
do we need to wait for people to plan on carpooling or anything like that? Is that something that's going to be discussed at a certain, because we're not supposed to be communicating with each other on some items, or what is the plan?
We've got one more meeting before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So will you be presenting?
We can set that stuff up. You know, okay. To coordinate something like that is not in violation of the,
okay.
The Brown Act. Just coordinating. You can't discuss business. But, getting in the car and coordinating how to get to something like you, certainly. But we'll be able to do that at the next meeting because we leave shortly thereafter, I think. Right?
It's the 20th?
Yeah, so we have one on the 14th, and so...
It's Thursday the 20th,
yes.
Right?
20, yeah.
So maybe at the next meeting towards the board comes, we can get the logistics square.
No,
it's
a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
It's
the 21st. Is that the 21st?
It's a Thursday.
Yeah, 21st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
anybody else?
I just wanted to confirm that everybody was available for a special meeting on the 21st.
Yes.
Which is next Thursday at 6:30. Mm-hmm. A closed session to discuss negotiation. 6:30, yes.
February 21st.
Yeah.
6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How about
okay.
you, Mr. Steve?
Yep.
Okay.
And how long will that take?
Not very long.
Okay.
Great.
Anybody else?
I really love the website. I just wanted to let you know that I adore whatever you've done there. So I really, really, really,
yes, really,
yeah, the website.
It's amazing.
And I have to compliment Lori for all the good recreational activities that she's putting together.
Yeah,
I have yet to join a boot camp. And I'll have
sounds
to.
Hard.
I know. I heard it's really good. So, yeah, one of these days. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
I will give you a second.
Yay. Do I have a second?
I second.
All right. After the tie, directors, thank you.
Everybody who says yay.
Yay.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.